Hi, and welcome to the Sustainable Socials Podcast. I'm AK Mulford.
And I'm Ann Kemp. We're here to help you grow your online community, develop holistic strategies for your brand, avoid social media burnout, and simply have more fun. Join us each week for a deep dive discussion into the world of social media and marketing mindset as a whole.
If you want even more social media and marketing support, join our community at patreon.com/sustainablesocials.
Hello.
Well, hello. How are you doing this week?
I'm good. I just got back from the gym.
Oh, see, because you're being a very healthy and well author, taking care of yourself. And you're
when I work out, my brain does work better. I found that like I'm trying to treat my creative process more like an athlete, you know, where I'm like, I need to do all these things to keep the creative flow going, you know.
Smart though. You have to it's good to do all these. It is like meditating, yoga, going for a walk, working out, like just exercising that different part of you. And I think that's like with life, isn't it? You just exercise a different part of your body or your brain, and it kind of gives you inspiration in other places.
I'm such a big fan of thinking, brainstorming walks, just going for a walk for an hour. I always come back with my phone filled with notes of story ideas and things that I just would never have gotten to just sitting staring at a screen, you know?
That's brilliant. I love that. This month has been engagement tips and tricks.
Yes.
That has been our theme for the month of April. And we asked questions. Well, we ask our patrons over on Patreon. This is their episode where they get to ask us questions. So hello. We love you guys very much.
We love answering your questions.
We do. We've got two questions from them this week as well. One is about asking the right questions, because we talk about that a lot with engagement. Make sure you're asking the right questions. And it is a simple, how do I know if I'm asking the right questions? Just I love the simplicity of that.
And it's funny because I've been sharing a lot lately. I always am posting TikToks that I find interesting in our Patreon Discord group, because this is the stuff we nerd out about, right? Where I'm like, look, this is such a brilliant hook, or this is such a great kind of theme, or look how they did this and it was so seamless, and it's such a brilliant strategy. And so I love sharing those in there, and I always share this question is just a really solid question. But I feel like the ones that do the best are the ones that provoke this urgency to respond, right? Like this need to reply in the comments, because you too have feelings about this specific thing, whatever it may be.
Your opinion piece moment.
Yes, exactly. And I think the ones that do it very successfully, the question is asked in a very simple and succinct way. I know sometimes I've just really fumbled the question and it wasn't clear enough, or it wasn't simple enough. It took too long to kind of get around to, and it was a bit convoluted. And if it's not clear, people don't know to reply, you know?
Yeah. It's that burying the lead. I've been there.
Yeah.
It's that you get to it at 10 seconds, it's too late. I have been that person.
A lot of asking the right question is when you ask it, and it should be right at the beginning, and then explain why you're thinking those things. But I think ones that I see do really well are the ones that are both very specific and universal, you know, where it feels like it's something that only you do, you know, these relatable things. And then either other people will comment, I do that too, you know, I also do this thing, or they'll say I've never heard of that before, you know, and it just provokes this kind of need to comment in the people when the question is asked, right? Which I feel like there's more kind of didactic questions, like the kind of first tier of questions are yes or no questions, right? Yeah. if the response is yes or no, that's probably not going to stimulate too much of a response, unless it's something that's very heated, yes or no, or either or, this or that, you know, who a lot of places in the States do this well now with tip jars. Have you seen these?
They where do. Yeah. So like pick where you've got your vote. You put your vote in, you get a chance.
Yeah.
Vote or that.
Like, you know, this flavor better, this or this thing, like those sorts of things then can get like heated, especially if you have like a poll on your video of like, do you want this or that? And then everybody jumps in because they want to like sway it to their opinion. So those kind of simpler questions work really well if they're like that. But then it might be something that requires like too much thinking on behalf of your followers too. If it's what's your favorite book? That question quite often it doesn't get responses, right?
Because it's
too hard.
Because it's you can't be mean to any of your babies.
Yeah. It requires too much thought. Like, who's your favorite character in a book? Is a really great conversation for like if you're having coffee with people, you know. But if you've got 7 seconds to kind of engage someone, they're not going to take the time to stop and think, and it might be a longer comment than they can succinctly comment in a video, you know. Mm-hmm. And so those kind of very broad ones, I think, are kind of hard. You don't want to make people have to do too much work to answer you, you know.
No, like getting them to do an emoji, or even like, because the first things that pop to mind for me that are like my go-tos, I ask about food. I actually, you know, there's one from weeks ago talking about pepperoni and pineapple on your pizza, because pizza toppings are always full of opinions. And I love that, because everybody's got their favorite way of doing it. And I just had somebody today comment on that video from weeks ago who's found it, and it's like, it, you know, they want jalapenos and pepperoni and like ham and all this other stuff. Like, you will have people that engage when it's like, you ask that question, even of you know, if brother's best friend or friends to lovers. What's your favorite trope? What is your favorite, you know, what do you like, but get to that specific, like sit there and think about how to get that specific answer. Cause you want to phrase the question in order to get a specific answer from people, and doing something that kind of is, I guess I would be in not open-ended. It's more like a close-ended when you're giving that, you know, the two options, like you've got A or B, that's it. That's all. Cause otherwise the open-ended, to me, that's like walking into Best Buy in the States, which I don't know if it's even still there, but man, back in the day, I couldn't walk in. I would get a gift card to Best Buy. I'd walk in with that gift card and I'd walk right out because there were too many options.
Right. Yeah. So it's kind of like, you want it to be not so broad. Yeah. You want it to be specific in a certain way. Like, so you can do the either or, but also if you have it more open-ended, having it be something very specific. Like, I always get a lot of comments if I ask a question of like, what love name of a love interest would immediately turn you off? Like, what names are an immediate turn off and you wouldn't want to read a romance with that character's name? Everybody has a name that instantly pops in your head.
Opinions. You
know? Yeah. Or, you know, I'm putting together a rainbow bookshelf. Like, I need more books with green spines.
Right.
No, that's like very specific. And so if you know the answer, if you have one, you're like, oh, I need to tell you, right?
Yeah.
Like, it provokes this like desire in you to share, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
And so it's both very specific, but it's also not alienating anyone. Like, if they don't have the answer, it's also okay, you know. Yeah. Or like, a lot of people will just comment, oh, I want to know too. Or like, you know, I'd like to this as well, you know, those sorts of things. And then you can ask questions that are more just kind of like, you know, we call it the Seinfeld of like, you know, is it just me? Am I the only one? Did you know that this is a thing? You know, none of those, they don't require any thinking to reply to them. It's just, did you know this? Did you not know this? I had no idea. Or, oh my gosh, I knew this forever. I didn't realize nobody else did. You know, those are such great questions because everybody has an answer to it, right? Like, there's not, it's not like how long does a tiger live? You know, like, if you don't know the answer, you're not commenting, you know, you're not sticking around if you don't have an answer to those sorts of questions, which is why I feel like a lot of questions of like, what's your favorite book? If you don't have, you might not have an answer to that question. And so you're not going to engage and comment. And one of our like big rules in engagement is always ask questions that everybody can have an answer to. And so a lot of times it's like feelings based or opinions based or something where it's like, you know, you either give them all the options, like choose A, B, or C, or it's like, did you know this? Am I the only one who does this? Everybody has an answer to that question, you know? So it's like everyone's involved and can comment easily on that, you know?
Like that. I hope that helps.
Yes.
Our patron who asked that question.
But give it a go. Let us know if you have more success with some of your questions.
The other one was about CapCut. And this is one that I'm interested to hear from you about this because I, like I was telling you before we started recording, I put CapCut on my phone, gave it a shot a couple months ago and then took it off because I was like, oh, this is just too much for my brain at the moment. But it's asked like CapCut and how to use it, because there has been a rise since about December, November of this year in more CapCut people using. And CapCut, if you don't know what that is, it's basically a video editing app and it integrates really well with TikTok as well as I think on Instagram as well. You can use it to edit videos and edit social media, marketing content, et cetera, et cetera. But it's become super popular over on TikTok because it works in with trends. And AK and I love to tell you that if you guys want to get some engagement, hop into these trends. And so let's talk about CapCut.
Yes. Well, I put off getting CapCut for so long. Like, I don't want another app. I don't want another thing. You know. But I kept seeing these templates on TikTok of, you know, like all the Pedro Pascal ones are very popular, you know, but you'll see these different trending ones that are made in CapCut. And I was like, oh, I want to jump on these trends. You know, I want to have a go at these. And so I did get it. And that's all I use it for. I don't like make videos in it. I don't edit videos in it, really. I just use the trending templates that I see on TikTok and then we'll make my own, which is super easy because then most of the time it's just you inserting your own title and your own either background video or background image. But what's great about it is quite often it is just a background photo that you put over the CapCut image. So
it's easy
to use a book cover or.
Because I'm a dum-dum when it comes to this. Is it going to be an easy thing for dum-dum?
Yes, super easy, super intuitive. And fantastic for when you don't want to be on camera or if you don't want to show your face or you just need to quickly generate some more content using these like CapCut templates, I found were hugely helpful for me. They also have some really cool like book aesthetic ones and stuff too.
Yeah.
I played around with it too much. I really just like grab them and go in kind of an intuitive way with that. But one trick I will let you know
I'm downloading it right now, by the way. You've actually told me so. If anybody from CapCut's listening,
when you're like, oh, I haven't filmed a video for tomorrow. And, you know, just get Pedro Pascal dancing in front of your book cover and come up with something clever to say. And that will, you know, those are very effective. If you can think of the key to those is thinking of a good hook, you know.
Back to the hooks and the questions, you guys.
What I usually do, though, is it requires you to put like text in some of them require you to have like the heading text in the CapCut.
In it.
But I like to add that text in TikTok. This is kind of we're getting into the weeds a little. But so what I do, because you're required to put something, is I'll put an emoji. Like a side eye or a hard eyes or a heart or something so that it won't, because if you don't put anything, it'll say insert text here over the graphic, which is super annoying. Yeah. So I just put a little emoji because then I'll upload it into TikTok and I can keep changing the title and tweaking the title until I really
like it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Kind of like you're scrubbing your own watermark.
Yes.
We're definitely, we are weeding and there are a lot of people here that are probably listening. And since we are 91 in Saudi Arabia, we apologize to our listeners there.
Shout out to all our Saudi listeners.
So we've confused you guys. Just leave us a comment because we want to help if we went a little too advanced. But yeah, it's definitely, you have sold me on it more because of the fact that when I went in there, look, I go in and style, which is
wrong.
It's always going to go. I'm going to go in. That's why I tell people, like, do what I like, listen to what I do and tell you to do, because I barge through like the crazy train and make all the mistakes so I can go, oh, this is what I should have done. So you should do that, because I can see where that's going to work for you. But that, you've just made it, simplified it. So it's on my phone now. And I've been seeing Pedro Pascal and I'm getting totally having FOMO, and I want to post a Pedro Pascal. Now I get to think
of my always been my thing with TikTok is if I hear a trending sound, I want to jump on it and try and put my own spin on it as best I can. And so now a lot of the trending things are CapCut videos. So I'm trying now to just like take those and put my own tweak on it and jump on it how I can as well. And it's a faster way of, you know, what's great about it is I can just do it in bed at night. You know, I don't have to film myself for it. Or film like a new book flip or transition or whatever. So
Well, those are our questions. That is our special patron episode for our Patreons. And you guys, if you have questions about Patreon at all, ever, feel free to pop in our comments or just come find the Sustainable Socials and Patreon. We have a lot of fun there. We've got our Discord group, and I can't wait. I'm so excited about this with CapCut.
Yay! Here we go. And if you are one of our patrons, make sure to let us know your questions for next month.
Definitely. And thank you for sending your questions in this time. Yes. And come back next week, you guys, because we're going to have AK mentioned in this episode, you might have caught when they said the Seinfeld. And guess what? We have 13 TikTok tropes. That's all I'm going to say, because it's actually going to come out with our class, which is coming out in about a month's time. But we're going to tease some of those next week on our podcast and kind of give you a taster of what three, we'll talk about maybe three of the tropes. Yeah. We'll just pick three. And one of them will be the Seinfeld. So just, so you know, because you've heard about it, we're going to do two. Come back and have a listen.
More detail. Yeah.
We'll go into more detail about it. We hope you guys are all having a great one out there.
Thank you for joining us on the Sustainable Socials podcast. If you'd like even more social media and marketing support, mini coaching, one-on-one coaching, and a private online community, you can join us at patreon.com/sustainablesocials.
And we'll see you next time.